Happy Friday, everybody. Thanks so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. Welcome to Memorial Day weekend here in the United States, the unofficial start to summer. So take the show today to the pool or to your barbecue that maybe you're having with friends and family, and let's talk some Disney. I'm getting ready to finally get to my trip over the first weekend of May for the Summit Cheerleading Championships, where I stayed off-site. Today's show may be a cautionary tale for staying off-site. We'll see. Lots of opinions, lots of fun to talk about, so stand by for that. First, a quick word from our sponsor, and that includes our friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. The Magic for Less Travel is a platinum earmarked agency, which means Disney has recognized them for being the best of the best for the level of service they give their guests and also the amount of trips they book each and every year to the Disney destinations. You know, when it comes time for something as special as a Walt Disney World vacation, even out to Disneyland, Disney Cruise, Adventures by Disney, you look forward to this for months and even years. And these are the good times in life. These are the best times in life. So when it comes time for that trip, work with an expert who does this every day, full time. So check them out over at themagicforless.com. All the specials are there, and they're going to give you great advice. Fill out that quote form while you're there. Let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast, and I'll be back in touch with you right away, and we'll be planning that great Disney adventure together, and I promise you, I'll give 100%, and we're going to have a great time doing it. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. When it comes time for those flip-flops and swim trunks for the summer and anything else you need, please use our Amazon affiliate link. It's over at brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. You get all those Prime benefits, cost you nothing extra, and it really does help support the show. A huge thank you to everybody who uses the link often. And if you haven't, please try to here soon. It's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1489 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman, from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Friday to you and welcome to summer 2019. That's right. It's the unofficial start to summer. Hit that pool this weekend. Grill it up. And you know what? If I know how it's going to be in St. Louis, it'll probably be 45 degrees and sleet. That's just typically how our weather goes. You know, instead of it being pool weather because summer's starting, it's always the other way around. But let's hope for some great weather wherever you are. And let's have some fun talking Disney. We're going to talk about my trip at the beginning of May. When I went down for Mallory's cheerleading championships, lots of fun. We stayed off site for the very first time. Let's just say I like staying on site a lot better. So we're going to get into that today. And joining me for this fun conversation, we have Ricky from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and The Mouse for Less. And I wanted to do this show while you were here.
Yeah.
Because you are somebody who stays off site because your husband works for a hotel that has nearby Correct. Disney Springs affiliations, and you can stay for free. And so you... I just want to see if your perspective matches mine. It probably doesn't. Maybe some things do. I don't know, but welcome to the show.
Thank you. And I myself am headed back to Walt Disney World. So if you'd like to follow along about my Memorial Day weekend adventures, go on and follow the Be Our Guest podcast on Instagram. And you'll be able to see lots of things because I'm going down. I want to see the new Rivers of Light. Hopefully I will be able to get in on that. And as of right now, I have an idea of something else. It depends on timing. Let's put it that way. I'm holding off on something. We'll see if it works out, but we'll see. I don't know.
Ooh, that sounds so mysterious.
It depends on if rumors I've heard are true. I might change my plans midstream and do the other thing. So. Yeah,
we'll I will say, too, for folks that haven't heard, we got a redesigned website at brguestpodcast.com. Looks great on mobile devices and on regular computers. But also, if you want to see all three of our Instagram feeds at the same time, this will be really helpful. Like when we're all down there over the 4th of July weekend, you can kind of see what we're all taking pictures of. And on the front page, it has the podcast Instagram feed as well. But if you go under, I think it's Meet the Podcasters or Meet the Crew or something at the top, it'll show all four or all three feeds at the same time. Kind of a little.
Yes, pack. It's so awesome. So right now you can see a picture of a panda from the Atlanta Zoo that I
that's great.
From this past weekend. It was so cute. She was laying out and her sister sat on her head. And so she was originally facing the other way and then her sister sat on her head trying to sleep. So she turned the other way and I'm like, oh my God, it's perfect. So yeah, anyway.
Brought to you by the government of China today.
Yes.
All right. Also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forrester. Pam, what is going on? Happy summer.
Happy summer. I was just looking at my Instagram feed on the website. And of course, mine is from Friday. My latest is from Friday when it was happy hour, which my husband and I get to celebrate every Friday. And we were at this local place called Burgers. Get it? For the Pittsburghers.
Nice.
Yeah.
Love it.
So anyways, but they have some great beer and good food. So if you're in the Zillionople area, stop by and see them. But yeah, and hey, that was just a free plug for them because
there you go. Yeah,
because they have good stuff. So
right. when I played fantasy football years ago, the guy who won the league one year, his football team was named the Bacon Double Roethlisburgers.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome!
That's so funny. Yeah, they actually have like great burgers that are named after Pittsburgh neighborhoods and have like different toppings, you know, according to what, you know, that neighborhood is known for. So anyways, they're a great local place. But yeah, love that. So yeah, I don't just post about Disney, my friends. There's a whole world of beer out there I have to post about too.
She's correct. Yes, that is absolutely correct. I mean, we all have fun with our Instagram accounts. So. It's true.
Well, typically here's what mine looks like.
Running.
For those watching on the video, after a miserable 12-mile run.
Yes, exactly.
Way too early in the morning. Anyway, let's hop into the topic at hand, and that was my trip down to Walt Disney World. We went down the first weekend of May, and it was the Summit Cheerleading Championships. And so let me kind of give you a little backstory on what this is about, just so you kind of get an idea of what's happening here. Cheerleading is a huge sport, which I didn't know because I always coached Paige, my older daughter. I coached her in soccer and basketball and softball, and she was like an athlete when it came to team sports. And that was my thing. Like, I grew up playing baseball, basketball, hockey. So that was my jam. I knew what was going on. I knew like how to take care of things. Mallory's a different kid. She's tried dancing. She's tried a lot of stuff. And, you know, she's really into this competitive cheerleading now. So the last couple of years, she's been in this this team called Platinum Athletics Gym here in St. Louis. They're one of the best. They're really, really good. She got on this really elite squad. They qualify. So what happens is you go to these competitions around the country throughout the season. But what the cheerleaders are always looking for, the teams, is you want to get what's called a bid to Summit. And Summit, what that is, that's the cheerleading championships in ESPN at Walt Disney World. First weekend of May, and you can either earn a paid bid or an at-large bid. In the very first weekend that the season started, they went to the first competition, they won a paid bid to Walt Disney World. So I'm like, I was so new to cheerleading, you know, I'm like trying to be a good cheer dad. I wasn't even at the competition because I had something going on, and you know, there was like DeKalb, Illinois. I didn't really want to be in the middle of the farm fields of Northern Illinois for a whole weekend, you know. And so, you know, Pam tells me, oh yeah, we won. Like, we're the grand champions. We had the highest score of any age, any group. And I was like, so does that mean they get to go to Walt Disney World? She's like, yes. And even better, it's a paid bid. I was like, hallelujah. I love cheerleading. I was like, this is the greatest thing. Like, Paige played like 7,800 soccer games. We never went to Walt Disney World. And we had some good teams. You know, I was like, God, cheerleading is awesome. Like, she's been cheerleading on this team for 6 months and we're already going to Walt Disney World. So I was like, hallelujah. So we look forward to it all year. You know, it was like, they still did other competitions, you know, because you got to keep your game on. You got to keep making the routine more challenging, because when you get, you know, you're sometimes in these early competitions, you're like the big fish in the small pond. But then when you got to Walt Disney World, man, it was no joke. Like, unbelievable. They said 3,000. So what happened was, just real quick, 3,000 teams did competitions around the country to try to qualify for Summit. 31 made it. And so 31 teams competed in her division down at ESPN. And after 2 days, they came in fourth in the country. So I was really proud of them. They did really well. And that was amazing to come in fourth in the entire country against the best squads in the country. I want to send a huge shout out to Joanne and Jerry, who came out and cheered on Mallory. That warmed my heart. I can't tell them how much it meant to me and the family. But let's hop into the whole trip. So we're going down, you know, and I'm like, we find this out like a long time ago. I mean, like a long time ago that we're going to Walt Disney World. So Mallory watches, I don't know if you know this, but there's a lot of like reality TV shows that are on YouTube. They're not on network TV. And there's this one that follows cheerleading teams throughout the season. They're really good, like elite. They go to Worlds, which is the weekend before. It's like for the high school and college girls. And one of the teams is called the Great White Sharks. They're in Canada. They're the best cheerleading squad out there. And so they follow them at practice. And of course, they make it to Worlds, which Worlds goes to Walt Disney World. So you see this like whole season of them, you know, working to get to Walt Disney World. And then you see like the whole competition, like where they're staying at All-Star Sports. They're practicing the routines out on those football fields, kind of out in the middle of the buildings. You know, he shows them one of the girls, you know, tells her parents she dropped out of college while they're on the Orlando Eye, while they're at the top. I'm like,
oh my god,
that's a solid move. Wow. You're 500 feet off the ground in a cage, and you're gonna tell your parents you dropped out of school. I'm like, what's that all about? Anyway, so I have my mind's eye, like, yeah, man, we're gonna be like at Sports or Pop Century. Maybe we'll even get a moderate. You know, it's gonna be great. They get all these little gifts and stuff. I'm like, this is like a running event for me, but this is like Mallory's jam, you know, because like I love going down and running and all that, but I get my Disney fun. You know, so I got to watch what I say. So, you know, some of the moms get all together, start brainstorming. A lot of these moms have done this for years, you know, because this team obviously has qualified many, many years, our first year on the squad. And they're like, oh, you know, we don't want to pay those Disney prices at the food court. We don't want to do this and we don't want to do that. So, you know, and some of the teams had, you know, I guess some of the families had like groups of five or whatever. So apparently somehow, and I wasn't, trust me, because I did not want to embarrass Mallory. I did not step in. I wasn't going to be that parent. We're new. You know, I always think the new person should be, to just listen and not speak. That's kind of my philosophy on things. I was going to take it as it came. So it all ends up, we're staying off site to save a little money. They said, we're going to save some money. They have bigger rooms at this place called the Bee Resort. It's a Disney Springs resort. You know, you don't have to pay food court prices. You can go over to Bahama Mama or you can go over to Chick-fil-A, you know.
Yeah, buddy.
So I'm like whatever. You know what though? There was a Perkins down there I really wanted to get to, and I never made it because I do love some Perkins. But you know, so I'm just like, that's fine.
Sorry,
I mean, really, inside I was like crying. I was crying on the outside for a little while too. I was like, oh man, can't we just get Pop Century or All Star Sports? Like, I was like, I gotta be on site, man. I cannot be that close. Like, it's not a Disney vacation. So, but I, you know, I tried to put on a strong face. I tried to take it. And I looked online. I started looking at the research in the rooms, looking at what they look, you know, looking at the pool and stuff like that. And I was like, oh, it's okay. We'll be fine. Okay. So the first thing you don't have is Magical Express when you stay outside.
Correct.
So we fly down. And for one thing, our airplane is just jammed full of like every cheerleader in St. Louis. Like not even every cheerleader, but however many cheerleaders a Southwest plane can fit. They were all on the plane. So it was loud and crazy with like, you know, teen girls, preteen girls, like just screaming and all this stuff. So it was just, and I mean, I know I sound like an old fogey, but it was nuts.
Well, you are, but that's fine.
So, So then we land like on a,
Pam and I both know.
I'm just saying.
We know what we're dealing with.
Exactly. We are well aware.
Okay. I'm just saying. I know that. I get it. So anyway,
and yelling at kids from running across the floor.
That's Mike Rallman. Exactly. Yes.
We land. Okay. So now take that one plane times like the whole fleet of Southwest landing at like 10:30 at night on a Wednesday night at Orlando International. There's like thousands of cheerleaders and their moms and a few dads scattered here and there at the luggage racks, you know, where they come out on the spinolas, you know, you got to get your luggage. So I'm already panicking. You know, I'm not used to fetching my luggage unless it's like late at night and it's just me. It's not even busy. Dude, it is jammed. It's like Black Friday trying to get your luggage. It's ridiculous. And I'm at a disadvantage because like these moms and girls are like aggressive, man. They are aggressive. So I automatically start thinking, I'm like, okay, how can I solve this problem? How can I solve this problem? What would I do if I was on The Amazing Race is what I told myself.
Oh, my goodness.
So I told Pam, I was like, you stand here. And I've like pushed up like to where we could get up to the belt. I'm like, do not move. I'm like, get our luggage when it comes out. I'm calling an Uber because it's like 10:30 on a Wednesday night. I'm like, and I start thinking like everybody's going to be calling an Uber here as soon as they get their luggage. And like the stuff hadn't come out yet. So I was like, I'm going to call an Uber. I'm going to stand here. And if this guy's like, oh, man, we got to roll. Because I understand, like, they got to make their money. They got to hustle. I'm like, I'll just pay you to sit. Like, I'll start pulling out bills because I am not getting to my hotel, you know, until like 2 in the morning. So I go out there. Pam gets the luggage. And we get a really good Uber driver. Had Smooth Jazz. Was a BMW. It wasn't even a black. It was just a regular Uber. But it was like a BMW SUV. Smooth Jazz. Great guy. Got us there. So it was off to a good start. But it was $70 right there. Okay, so we got to start thinking about all these extra costs you don't have. $70 because it was surge pricing because obviously it was crazy. It was nuts. So great guy got us to the B. dropped us off. You know, we check in. Pam's asking about magic bands, stuff like that. I'm like, Pam, we don't do magic bands here. You know, because I had mine on because I had an AP. Like, I just wore it because I have to wear it. You know, I'm going to Disney. I just had to wear it. It's me. Like, it's part of my deal. So anyway, we get in the rooms. Okay, so let me just tell you about the rooms at the B real quick. You know, they're not bad. Like, they're big rooms, and we had two queens. It was very nice. We actually had a little patio. We had a pool view room, and the pool was a lot of fun. The girls liked it, a little outdoor pool kind of in the middle of a courtyard. They had an on-site restaurant called the American Bistro or something. We never ate there. Well, Mallory ate there with her friends a couple times. I never ate there because I'm like that. But the room wasn't bad, but it wasn't – there was no Disney touches, obviously. It was just – it was a hotel room. Like, if this room was in Omaha or Wichita or Jeff City, it'd be great. But I'm at Walt Disney World. Man, I want to be at Riverside or just, you know, Saratoga Springs or something. I was so close. So anyway, you know, I wasn't impressed by it, but it, you know, and it wasn't. And the thing was, the room was more expensive than a room at a value. It was more expensive than a value room for the time period we were there. I looked, and it wasn't. So I was disappointed in that. But the hotel did have like a Disney store. So you could buy like souvenirs, shirts, you know, all the you know, keychains and hats and all that stuff. They had that. That was kind of nice. You could buy tickets in the lobby. So that was kind of nice. So the hotel, clean, you know, like a 15-story tower. We were on the first floor. But, you know, nothing really to write home about. It was a hotel. All right. So first thing I do the next, you know, I go to bed. Next morning, I get up. I want to go for my run. I always run in the morning. So I'm thinking, okay, do I run on the treadmill at the hotel? Because they had a little nice fitness room. But I was like, no, man, I'm at Walt Disney World. I want to run. So I planned out this path using Google Maps like the week before. But the problem was, I go out to run at like 4:45 in the morning. So it's like pitch dark. And like the path I had took me, like, I was trying to get to Old Key West. And I'm like, I had to go out on like a golf cart path for like a little part. And I'm like... Heck no, man. What was I thinking? Like, there's gators, like bears, foxes. I don't know. I could be chased by any kind of wildlife. And plus, the Disney cops will get me. So I'm like, okay, Saratoga Springs, like, is right next to Disney Springs. So I ran down Hotel Plaza Boulevard, I guess it is, turned right, and went towards Saratoga Springs. And stupid me runs right to the guard shack. And he's like, no, I can't run here. I'm like, well, I get that because I'm not an on-site guest. Duh. So anyway, I ran over towards Disney Springs. There's a little back entrance. There's a little walking path that takes you over to Saratoga. So I went down that, ran around Saratoga, beautiful place.
He just snuck into Saratoga.
I didn't really sneak in. Like, but I'm in. Dude, come on now. I'm like, I get it. But you know what? Like, I spend a lot of money at Disney. I'm running there. I do have to share this story real quick. This was not the first morning, but this was like the third or fourth morning. And I'm running around Saratoga at sunrise, back in the back part of the resort. There's a nice lake with a fountain in the middle by the bridge. And I'm running like my third lap around the resort on the path. And it's a beautiful place to run. It really is a great place. Wide pass. I encourage you to run there. I'm just saying, okay, so I still, God, I wish I'd had my camera out for this because I cannot believe what I saw. Like, I still don't know if I really saw it, but I'm 100% positive I did. There's those big, like, Florida birds, you know, like with the big white, they're white birds. They're huge, like cranes, yeah, like, I think. They're huge. So this one, I'm watching it. That's what I love running at sunrise in Florida. There's so much wildlife and birds. So this bird comes in and it swoops down on that lake right next to my running path. Gets a fish. And okay, so here's the thing though. The fish is like in the bird's claws, and like the fish is facing forward. Like it's kind of like on a, like a F-15 where the missile's like below it. Like the fish is, no kidding, like perfectly aligned with the bird. Like, and the fish is now 20 feet off the ground and flying towards this tree. That fish had to have been thinking, man, I'm just chilling here on like a Tuesday morning, just swimming around, minding my own business. And all of a sudden, like 10 seconds later, whoosh, boom, he's 20 feet off the ground, heading towards the golf course over at Lake Buena Vista, and he's going to be breakfast.
Oh, yeah, that happened to him.
I'm just saying, you thought you were having a bad morning, that fish was having a bad morning.
Yeah,
seriously.
It's like, did I just see that? That went right over my head. I was like, that fish is facing forward. It wasn't even sideways or facing backwards. Dude, he was seeing the whole thing. Anyway. If I just had a camera ready. So that was, so running at Saratoga was a lot of fun. All right, so let me get to the other stuff. So here's the thing. I wanted to go to the parks because the girls had to do like cheerleading stuff. They had practice together. They had meetings. I'm like, forget that. I'm going over to the park. So the first morning I'm there is Thursday morning. Blue Angels doing a flyover of Epcot.
Yes.
That was cool.
Yes. How cool was that? That was awesome because
that was really cool.
I love seeing military jets fly. And so I met so many of our listeners there. Like, we're standing there. Lorenzo was there. Got to meet just tons of listeners. Like, five or six of our listeners were, like, standing there. Like, hey, are you Micah? It's like, yeah. And so we got to hang out while we're watching the Blue Angels come by. We'll say the funny thing is, I'm going to get a good picture. So I was standing by. The Blue Angels have an official photographer. And he obviously had like a radio on him, you know, in contact with the Jets. And so it was kind of funny because, you know, we're all like waiting and they're playing music, you know, thinking, okay, they're going to come by soon. You hear the guy from the Jet go parking lot. And it was like, whew, and they were past you. Like, I mean, like, because they're going so fast, you just heard parking lot. And they were like over the American Adventure already. So they were awesome. But it was so fast. But it was really cool to see, you know, so many people come out and support the military. And see that. And I got to have a breakfast with a listener. We went back to France and did that. So it was a lot of fun. Flower and Garden was going on. Good time to go. You know, I was kind of solo. So I was just running around. I did soaring. I didn't make any fast passes for this trip because I didn't have any idea what we were doing. But, you know, crowds are low that time. Beginning of May, beautiful weather, low crowds. God, great time to see Flower and Garden. Let's see. What else did we do? I called Ricky to ask her where the sippers were. So I was like, I can't find the sippers.
Yes, you did. I'm sitting there on the phone with him. And he's like, where are the sippers? And I'm sitting there at work going, Mike, you're calling me about sippers. And I'm sitting here trying to work. That's fine. That's fine.
I'm just saying, there's important stuff. Hey, so in just a couple of things that I had during Flower and Garden that I really, really enjoyed. One was back in Japan, it was like a seared tuna on some chilled noodles. Mm-hmm. That was solid. That was so good. And I had a flatbread with some kind of chicken on it that was in
the chicken. Yes. Did it have cauliflower and honey too?
I don't think it had cauliflower on it,
but I had that too. That was the other thing that Pam, you know how we talked about that maple griddle cake? I had that chicken pizza flatbread thing, and I was like, why have I not had this? Why is this the first time I'm eating this? This is delicious. So that was really good.
Yeah.
It was. And it was kind of nice because, again, I was solo. You know, the girls doing the cheerleading thing. So I just walked around, took a lot of pictures because, you know, Epcot doesn't look any more beautiful than it does during Flower and Garden. You know, snacked on things. I saw live entertainment. I saw the entertainer in Italy. He did his thing with the balls and the net and, you know, all that good stuff with the audience participation. Went through the Japan store, watched some Pick of Pearls. I just, you know, I like watching that stuff. I saw all three of the movies. I saw the China movie. I saw Impressions of France, and I think I saw Canada. No, I don't know if I saw Canada because I don't think I went back around that way. So the thing was, I had to take an Uber everywhere because I was not going to rely on this bus that went to like six Disney Springs hotels. Yeah. And, you know, you don't get to go to the normal bus stalls, stuff like that. So I took an Uber there. Now, here's the good news. You do get extra magic hours at that hotel.
Yes.
Funny thing is,
though, they recently added that. Yes.
And you get fast passes at 60.
Yes.
But I will say the weird thing about your room key at the B, it is literally just a white piece of plastic. There is no writing on it.
Oh my gosh.
Not one piece of writing. So I'm thinking, so, you know, I'm trying to, I'm always like an hour early rather than 5 minutes late. That's just me. So I wasn't even planning on going next. I didn't even look at the extra magic hours. It's like, I'm going to be at Epcot at 9. So I was going to be there at 8:30 just to get in line. Well, they had extra magic hours that morning when I got there at 8:30. So I'm like, score, you know, so I can go in. But the thing was, I'm like, they're not going to let me in because they're going to ask for like, okay, where are you staying? Or, you know, I didn't have my magic band wouldn't have worked because I didn't have an on-site reservation. So I pull out this white piece of plastic, like this room key, and there's not a word on it. And I'm like, I'm at the B. I'm not kidding. Like, and I'm supposed to be able to, like, go in. I was like, really? Y'all should need this white piece of plastic that looks like a credit card. Okay. So anyway, I got in and, you know, got to have a good time, got a little head start on things, but it was a lot of fun. But when I left the park, cause I had to leave to go back and meet the girls again, I had to Uber. So here's a pro tip. I walked out the International Gateway to check out the progress of our gondolas and they're looking good. And of course, you know, I thought, well, I'll just catch my Uber from the boardwalk. You know why I did that, right? Two words. Ample Hills.
Oh, you're going to Ample Hills. Yeah, okay, got it.
Oh, God. I was like, why are you doing that?
Yeah, it took me a second, too. Yeah. I'm like, oh, okay, got it.
Well, so
yeah.
You know that I always get the ooey gooey butter cake cone when I'm there, but they have something. Yeah. We had a language barrier with this cast member, and she was from England. So I don't know what that's saying. Maybe I don't speak proper English. I know I don't speak proper English.
Yeah, you probably don't speak proper English.
I asked her, though. I said, because they had something called red velvet ooey gooey butter cake ice cream.
Oh.
So it was ooey gooey butter cake ice cream, but with red velvet cake in it.
Interesting.
And I said, oh, is this new? No, I don't think it's new. I was like, well, I've never seen it, but it was super good. So check that out.
That definitely seems new. Haven't seen that either, so that's weird.
Me too. So we went back and went to the hotel and did cheerleading stuff the rest of that day. The next day, went to Hollywood Studios. Beautiful day. Got to go with some of the cheer moms and their daughters, and Mallory got to take some of her friends. We got to. It's kind of fun to show people, you know, Walt Disney World when they don't go as often as you. Got to, you know, like.
Yes, I know. That's what happened with my mother-in-law. And
I mean, because, like, you know, we had APs. So, like, we got, you know, we did a lot of photo pass. And, you know, of course, they don't have APs. So, like, they thought. And the thing is, it's so instant nowadays. Like, we got some pictures on, you know, Hollywood Boulevard in front of the Tower of Terror. And, like, you have them literally within 10 minutes.
You get them, yeah.
And you can, you know, and they're just, like, that really does impress folks that don't see Disney for what it really is.
It's true.
So we scored. Actually, we waited in line for Slinky Dog. It was 65 minutes. But I mean, we were there with people. Looking. It wasn't too bad. I mean, it was hot that day, though. But yeah, we did it, and it was a lot of fun. Let's see what else. Oh, we went to Disney Springs that night because, you know, I was like, I'm going to eat at Disney Springs. And I'm not a big shopper, but, you know, saw it as an opportunity. So we went down there, just walked. It was about a 10 minute walk. Yeah, maybe 15, depending on how fast you walk. And that night we had Pam and I, because Mallory stayed with her friends back at the hotel. We had Polite Pig, and that's my first time having that.
I still haven't eaten there. I'm dying to, though.
Oh, so good. I will say, now, Pam, you've been there? Polite Pig?
Probably like 4 or 5 times.
Yeah. Okay, just say. So, and I know, Ricky, there's like an angry pig or something in Atlanta or some other kind
ravenous
of pig.
It's in Orlando too. But yeah, there's one here in Atlanta. I need to get there too.
I was trying to explain it to Pam. I was like, I know there's other kind of pigs in other cities. Like, is it the hungry pig, the polite pig, the mean pig, the angry pig? I don't know. So, yeah, we went there, and the thing was, like, the line was, like, crawling. Pam, I don't know if this is, like, an off. It was super busy. It was a Thursday night at Disney Springs. It was packed. But the line, we probably waited in line an hour to place our order. I mean, is that normal? Is it super slow? What have you seen?
I've seen everything in between, actually, with that. We typically end up going there for lunch because that's just it happens to be, or like an early dinner or a super late dinner, because we tend to eat at really odd times. But that place is solid.
Oh, and so good.
I'll let Mike tell you what he got, but I know he didn't get the one thing I'm going to mention. And the one thing you have to get is the Brussels sprouts. I am telling you.
Nope.
they're good. They are so good. Everything we've had there is good, and they have mixed drinks on tap, my friend, on tap. Nice. So anyways, yep. So Mike, what did you get?
Because I'm looking at it right now and it's killing me because it's dinner time. Yeah. I got the half a chicken. Yeah. And I got the, they have like a special coleslaw and some mashed potato, or I guess that was mashed potatoes. It was like sweet mashed potatoes or something. It was so good. And cornbread.
Oh, man.
I'm just telling you, if you haven't checked it out, because I don't think this place gets the buzz of like a homecoming. I mean, obviously, it's a counter service. You know, you grab your food, they bring it to you, but it's basically like a counter service meal. But it is so good. So good. So check
Great
it out.
Great deal when you're on the dining plan, too.
Yeah. No, couldn't be on the dining plan, so.
Well, yeah, you just rubbed it in, Pam. Yeah.
Thanks for rubbing it in. Thanks for rubbing it in, Pam. Appreciate it. No, so then after that, we had to, because after you have something like barbecue, of course you're at Disney, you got to have something sweet. So we went by Sprinkles and got some cupcakes and brought those back to the room and surprised Mallory. So it was kind of fun. And one of the things that I noticed at Disney Springs, they have that new ticketing center, the ticketing store. So, Ricky, what's that all about? We didn't go in. I took a couple pictures of it.
So Disney has introduced this brand new spot where you can go and purchase tickets, upgrade tickets, stuff like that. I think that they did it because the Welcome Center was just hit so hard with people. So I think if you have any ticket issues, they tell you to go to the ticket center. If you have other issues, you can do that at the Welcome Center.
So that was the point. So next up, the next morning I get up early. I ran in my same path around Saratoga Springs, had a good time, called another Uber. And again, these Uber rides are starting to get expensive because, I mean, I had to Uber there, Uber back, Uber there. I was taking maybe 4 or 5 Uber rides a day. And they're, you know, usually about $12 a pop. So I go to the Magic Kingdom. Again, didn't look at the schedule. They had extra magic hours too. So I was like, score. So I went in early. I'm by myself again. So I got to get some great pictures on Main Street, got to get a picture of the Omnibus, you know, just stuff like that. Went on Space Mountain, no wait, walked on it, Buzz Lightyear, same thing. Then went to Gaston's Tavern and had my Breakfast of Champions, which is the gigantic cinnamon roll and a Coke Zero. The thing was, like, this was the way I saw it, since I was doing a lot of solo plant or going around the parks without the girls while they were doing cheerleading stuff, I did a lot of stuff that I don't normally do. I watched the Dapper Dan sing. I watched the Welcome people do the trolley show. I went in Hall of Presidents. I actually went in Ye Olde Christmas Shop and looked at some of the ornaments and decorations. You know, here's one thing that they have. I know these are really popular. Matt Parrish gets this, if he's listening, from 3028 and Wedway Radio. They have those ceramic Christmas trees that I've been dying to get because my grandma had one. They have those now at that store. And they're really? They're not expensive. They're $59.
That's not bad.
And they're Disney themed. Yeah, that's pretty cool. So if you're looking for one of those, and of course you could get it. I would just buy it online probably and not. Because, I mean, ceramic. Yeah. I mean, we're going to throw it in my backpack.
Can you ride around with you all day?
Exactly. I mean, I'm just asking for trouble. I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but I can tell you that. So we did that. I went and saw Hall of Presidents, you know, just stuff like that. Splash Mountain, I think I did. There's just no crowds because it was super early. Then I had to bounce out because we had to meet up with the girls. And we went back to Disney Springs that day for lunch. Kind of a late lunch. And that was my first time I had Chicken Guy. Ooh, like Chicken Guy. Ricky, have you had that one yet?
I have not done Chicken Guy yet, no.
So here's the thing. It's probably going to be, along with Blaze Pizza, one of your least expensive options for dining on property, especially at Disney Springs. Yeah. And the thing is, too, it's really, I mean, of course it is chicken strips, and they have other things. One of the people with me had the salad, and she said it was amazing with chopped up chicken on top. But they have like 20 different sauces, and you get to pick a couple or three depending on your meal, and you can buy extras. The sauces were really good. Pam, you've checked out Chicken Guy?
I haven't yet. We went over and walked past it, and the line was so long that I was just like, I can't do that today. So we had to try something else. But I've heard really good things about it in terms of, you know, a quick service location and all of the different sauces. Mm-hmm. I've heard about these sauces again and again. So I'll have to check it out next time we're down there.
Yeah, donkey sauce was really good. I think that's like his signature, that Guy Fieri, it's his shop. That was really good. They have all kinds. And the thing is, I think that's a safe place. I think it's really nice to have a place like a Blaze Pizza, a Deluxe Burger, and like a Chicken Guy, because think about that. I mean, that's going to cover basically even your picky eaters. You know, they're either going to eat chicken strips or a burger or a pizza.
Right.
And one of the other nights, I'll just throw this in real quick, kind of out of order, but the next night we went over, we had Deluxe Burger with some of the cheer moms to kind of show them that the only place you can do mobile ordering at Disney Springs currently is Deluxe Burger. So that's a tip. You can mobile order there. And it was really nice because Blaze Pizza is right across the way. So the girls went over to Blaze Pizza. We had Deluxe Burger, and we were right within, almost we could see each other. So that was a nice way for the girls to have just a little bit of freedom. We were just yards away from them.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so that was kind of a nice thing because they're at that age, you know, where they kind of want to go do their own thing, and that was kind of nice for them. So the next morning, so that day we went back, and we had cheerleading stuff. The next morning, again, got up, ran around Saratoga Springs. Mallory was getting ready for day one of competition, and I went to the Magic Kingdom to have breakfast again at Gaston's Tavern. Did a bunch of attractions, got to meet a couple listeners. Just took a lot of pictures and did Haunted Mansion, bunch of rides. Just I really enjoy when I'm there by myself. I will ride rides, but I just like walking around and seeing things, especially first thing in the morning. It's just great to wake up, get a cinnamon roll, and walk around the Magic Kingdom. So that afternoon, they cheered at ESPN. The Griffiths came, appreciated that so much. They moved on to finals the next day. That was day one. So to celebrate after that day, I told all the cheer moms, because they were getting ready to go to Bahama Mamas again. They've been there once before. I'm like, no.
Wait, they'd already been there?
I think so. And I'm like, no.
Feel like you were an alternative universe?
Dude, so like, bad. So I was totally getting punked is what this was. So I'm like, no. I'm like, I'm telling you, we're going somewhere better tonight. I was like, we are going to a place called Olivia's. It's real close. It's right down because like, oh, it's gonna be too far. No, it's like it's right down the road at Old Key West. It's right down from our hotel. It's actually right past Disney Springs. So I, you know, got a same day reservation. We got them to open up the patio for us. We ate outside. It was beautiful this night. I mean, just gorgeous. Except love bugs were everywhere.
Well, yeah.
But buttermilk chicken. You know, everybody just had their. Everybody raved about the meal. And here's the cool thing, because Mallory was there with like three of her friends. We were there with, like, the cheer parents. So the beauty about going to Old Key West to eat at Olivia's, besides for it's a good value and great food, is that it gave the girls an opportunity to, kind of get up and run around. They got to go down by the pool area. They played some shuffleboard. They took some pictures, you know, by the flowers with their cell phones and stuff like that. Like, it was a great opportunity for them to be able to kind of run around and have some fun while we were waiting to get seated and waiting to get our food and stuff like that. And just a solid meal. I mean, I say this a lot, and I don't really want to blow it up too much, but God, Olivia's is, that may be like in my top three restaurants overall at Walt Disney World. I just love it. It's solid every single time. And they all enjoyed it. They loved it a lot.
That's good.
Yeah, hopefully it gave them a little glimpse, though, into the fact that there really are places at on property that would fit their needs. There really, truly are.
Absolutely. And so here's the trick, too. I was thinking, because that night I wanted to go to a park, and so we all Ubered over to Old Key West. But then once I was at Old Key West, I could get on a resort bus. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wanted to have a little bit of taste of a Disney vacation. So I was like, hallelujah, I get to ride a bus. So they all went back to the hotel. I jumped on a bus and went back to the, I did a lot of Magic Kingdom. I went to the Magic Kingdom and just rode a bunch of rides and ran around. And let's see, I ended the day, I think I went there because I wanted to have an All-American Sunday because I see a big picture of that. So, and there was, oh, that night had a bad storm. It was really crazy. So the next morning I get up, run around Saratoga Springs, and I Uber over to Epcot and did, you know, a bunch of stuff, Flower and Garden, got that flatbread that day, the noodles that day. When I left that day, I went to Ample Hills again, had another ice cream cone. this was Cinco de Mayo. Okay, so this was Cinco de Mayo. So this was like Championship Sunday, though. Like, this was, okay, so I just had to get clear of that hotel as fast as I could, because, like, the girls were on edge, the moms were even more on edge. I'm like, I am out of here. Because you don't need, if you've never been to a cheerleading competition, like, they wear fake hair. Every one of the cheerleaders puts in, like, this big weave. Like, they all wear fake hair. And it all matches, like, their real hair. But the, and they got to wear all this makeup and all this. It's crazy. And, like, when they're getting ready, it's just, it's not pretty all the time. So I'm like, hey, it's Cinco de Mayo. I roll over to Epcot, check out Flower and Garden. And here's the thing. I went to Mexico because at 11 o'clock when it opened, I was just like, shoot, it's Cinco de Mayo. I'm getting a frozen margarita. I'm getting the Fiesta margarita. So I get that. But here's the funny thing. As they opened, because I got that at the margarita stand outside the pyramid, is they opened the big pyramid to go inside. They did a little show, you know, to get everybody fired up because it was, a, you know, Cinco de Mayo, probably not even really a Mexican holiday, I've heard, but Americans love it. They go in. There was this gigantic group that was rope dropping Cava del Tequila. Like, there was a huge line. Like, they were just waiting. They're about to break down the doors. I took pictures. It was awesome. But yeah, Fiesta Margarita right outside. It was beautiful weather. Great way to kick off Cinco de Mayo. Went inside to check out all the stuff in there. And I will say, one of the things I did while I was there, again, I was doing things I don't normally do. I got to see that show with the mariachi band that has Miguel from Coco, which I haven't seen Coco. Have you guys seen that show?
It's new. Yes. Pam, of course, has seen it. Yeah,
you know, I haven't seen the movie. I know the premise of the movie, and that's why I haven't seen it, because I hate sad movies. Like, Up just kills me. But that show was so well done. I loved it. Like, people were cheering. Like, it was like an unexpected surprise.
It is, and we have a video over it on the Magic for Less Travels YouTube channel.
It was neat.
Just like that.
It was fun, though. I loved it. Like, I did American Adventure that day. You know, just stuff that, like, Mallory would hem and haw, like, oh, let's keep moving. So, you know, we did that. They cheered that day. That was the last day. That was Championship Sunday. They came in fourth. The girls all cried because they wanted to come in first, second, or third because they get rings and banners for their bedrooms, but they got fourth, of course. But that's okay. I mean, fourth in the country, can't argue with that.
No, that's still awesome. Yeah.
So I think, I can't remember, but Mallory's not in any of these pictures. So she must have gone somewhere with her friends. I don't know. It was still Cinco de Mayo. So I'm like, Pam, I gotta have Mexican food, man. This is my day. Like, this is, if there's a day that I was, my birthday and Cinco de Mayo. So I'm like, we're going to Maya Grill. We're going to wait. We're going to do whatever it takes. I get on the app. Boom. There's a 7 o'clock ADR, two people, no problem. That day, like, hours before. So we go over to my favorite place, Maya Grill, have the margarita flights. Those are awesome. Had fajitas and just had a great time. And again, it was just an excuse. I always was trying to make excuses to do things that I like at the resort. So I went to Old Key West. I went to Coronado. You know, and we hung out. We looked in the stores. We walked around the grounds. It was a lot of fun. And we ended the night. That night, the Magic Kingdom was closed. They had a hard ticket event just for the cheerleaders. Oh, it was like a summit. Nice. It was like a summit night from 10 to 1 in the morning. It was included with their packages. They got to go to the Magic. They closed the Magic Kingdom and they got to go over from 10 to 1. Well, we went over to the Magic Kingdom, just Pam and I, until it closed at 10 because we needed something to do after we went to Coronado. And we did a couple rides and we did like Little Mermaid, nothing big, but you know, we just had a good time. And yeah, there's my picture. I'll have to post it of me sitting in that fancy chair at the B when we got back. I didn't know it was an expensive chair, Pam. A $15,000 chair. It's really ugly.
I know. It was like some, yes, the when we had toured that or thought about touring it, that was like the big deal that this chair was very, very expensive.
Well, so. There you go. I'm high roller there. All right. So the next morning is Monday morning. This is the day we're going to go home, but we scheduled a very late flight so we could have a little fun. We all went together to the Magic Kingdom. I will say one of the things I found out, because I did go to the Magic Kingdom a lot of mornings, is that if you're looking for like a counter service protein-based breakfast, there's not a lot of options. Like, you can get cinnamon rolls and donuts and stuff like that, but like I wanted like something with an egg or some kind of meat because I'd already run. What I did find the last morning was at Sleepy Hollow, there was a waffle that had an egg, ham, tomato, and cheese on it that was awesome, but I didn't find that until the fourth morning.
I agree with you.
They have Starbucks. They have a there.
But that line is forever long because it's Starbucks. I feel like a lot of the Disney theme parks don't have a lot of good breakfast items that aren't like super sweet, you know, that have like an egg or something like that on them. I really do feel like they just think, oh, everybody's going to get breakfast outside of, you know, the parks. They're going to go at their resort or, you know, go to IHOP or whatever. And like, I feel like they're missing out on such huge opportunities of offering like a decent breakfast option everywhere. So that's a counter service.
If only the people you were traveling with couldn't have had breakfast at Bahama Breeze.
That's
exactly. Chick-fil-A. I could have gone down and got my chicken minis, I guess. That would have been another Uber ride. But okay, so, you know, we just, you know, it's at departure day where you're leaving. You're checked out of the hotel. And we were a little on edge because, you know, Magical Express tells you where to be, when to be. They got your luggage squared away. Like, we were all on our own, you know. So that was kind of a little unnerving for us. You know, we're used to being under the Disney bubble. But we just rushed around, had a good time, ate lunch at Columbia Harbor House, you know, did a few rides. Of course, as we were leaving, we went to the confectionery, got some candy, some Rice Krispie treats to take for the ride home, stuff like that. But then we had to take an Uber from the Contemporary back to the B to get our luggage, because our luggage was like stored with luggage services just like you do at a Disney resort. But this Uber driver was terrible, so we got a different Uber from the B to the hotel or to the airport. When I totaled it all up, okay, so it's kind of, so we're gonna wrap this up, just some final thoughts on staying off-site rather than being at a value. We probably spent, I want to guess, between $300 and $400 on Ubers when you include the tips. Because I went a lot of places and I took an Uber everywhere. I could have taken a bus, I get that, but it would have killed a lot of time. I will say with Ubers, though, I was there like, boom, lickety split. It was really kind of nice. We dropped off up front. You're there really quickly. But I mean, that's $300 or $400. That's kind of the hidden cost of staying offsite versus onsite. The other big thing, and this is maybe just me, Ricky, I want to get your thoughts on this. I totally kind of felt like a second-class citizen while I was there. I was like a day guest. I wasn't, and I know this is probably just my perspective from how I've gone the last decade at Walt Disney World. We always stay on site, whether it's a value or moderate deluxe for a few times. But I just felt like I wasn't in the magic, because maybe it's because we do this podcast and I work as a travel agent. Like, I'm always talked about, it's the immersion of a Disney vacation. It's the 24/7-ness of it. You know, it's the waking up for a sunrise run around your resort that's got a path that's made for runners. And that's just, you have cast members that are good morning you all the time. Even the people that are whacking the weeds and pulling the weeds and cutting the grass, you know, they're giving you a good morning. I didn't feel any of that. And while I know that a lot of people do stay offsite and it's budgetary reasons, I just think that I would have saved money staying at an All-Star Pop Century. Big picture, Magical Express. Resort transportation, which is very efficient. People don't like riding the buses. You know what? Those buses are efficient. I like them. So that was kind of my final thoughts. I would never intentionally stay offsite again. That's just me, because it detracted from my overall perception of my trip. So Ricky, I know you do this because you have good reasons, but what do you say to that?
No, I get what you're saying. I guess at this point, I'm so used to staying offsite that it doesn't really bother me. You know, for you, it was your first time. So, you know, when it's your first time staying off site and you traditionally stay on site all the time, it's a big change. It's a big deal. For me, like, I don't have to pay parking because I have an annual pass. So, you know, that part, I actually have my car all the time with me. So, you know, I save money that way. But I've even done a rental car. And, you know, you really have to look. I usually get really good deals on rental cars when I fly into Orlando. So, I mean, you know, I would have probably looked at the budget of how much would it cost to have the rental car and, you know, do that than having the Uber rides. So I know you have to pay parking, you know, to get into the parks if you don't have an annual pass. But, you know, I still would have looked to see the cost difference of what that would be. But I really don't, I guess I don't feel, you know, super disappointed going off site. You know, there are some places that I like to go off site that, you know, are different. There's a cookie dough place in Celebration that I've gone, you know, and go and late at night, or I'll go to the outlets. So I still get like weird, you know, fixes that are still Disney to me, even though the cookie dough place isn't. But like, I'll go to the outlet mall and I'll go to that character warehouse, you know, store.
Oh, don't even get me started on that place.
I go at night when nobody else is there. So I figured out the hack on that one. Thank you very much. You know, I'll do something like that. Or it doesn't bother me because I'm going literally to sleep and then I'll go right back into the parks and I don't feel like a second class citizen. Now, Brian and I did, as of like today, recording this, we did look at things and ended up deciding, because we were going to have to pay for our offsite stay when we were staying offsite for 4th of July. Brian just couldn't get an employee rate, or a comp rate, so we had to pay the employee rate. And by the time we looked at everything that we'd have to pay to stay there versus on site, we actually decided that it ended up being a little more economical to stay on site, get extra magic hours, you know, get that 60-day window, which I know we're well in, but that's okay for 4th of July, but we'll still be able to beat the 30-day people. So like, for that, it actually is ending up costing us a little bit less. So we really just had to play with the numbers. And I think that's the biggest thing. If you're looking at staying on site versus off site, play with the numbers, look and see what rates it's going to be, you know, what is going to be the best for you if you are okay with leaving the Disney bubble like we are. We have no problems with it.
I think here's the thing too, I learned, I'm gonna close this out with Pam, is that folks that are going for like a first vacation, they really don't know the difference between like a Disney vacation and a Six Flags vacation, or going to, you know, Branson or Dollywood or whatever. I don't think it's going to affect them so much because you don't know what you don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. I think it hurt me so much because I know what I know, and I know my expectations of my Disney vacation. And when I had this conversation with my wife, I told her that if it meant that I had to save for an extra 6 months and, you know, delay the trip by half a year, I would absolutely delay the trip to be able to stay on site at a value, because the word value is there. Staying on site, there's an intangible part of it that I missed. Like, I did feel like a second class citizen. I know you said you didn't, and I get that because you're used to it and you got more options. I give you, had options. You can go off site, save a little money. But I just, my Disney vacations are all about the immersion, the on site, the just Disney wrapping their arms around me and enjoying it for a week. I don't know. Pam, close this out. I mean, these arguments, you know, because I've heard them and we've discussed this for the last decade here on the show. But when you live it for 4 or 5 days, it really does kind of put things in perspective.
It absolutely does. And, you know, oftentimes when I think about this as the owner of a travel agency, what do I want to have happen? Well, I want the guests to have the best opportunity to have the best vacation, period, end of story. And I feel like an on-site Walt Disney World Resort does that for so many reasons. First of all, there's the consistency. There's the fact that we're an authorized Disney vacation planner, which means we have a relationship with Disney that if something goes wrong, we have someone that we can reach out to there and make sure that gets fixed. That's important. But it also is all those intangible things. Of course, they're listed as benefits like extra magic hour and free transportation and transportation to and from the airport and all of those things. But you have to understand that even the Disney Springs resorts, which are really arguably some of the closest offsite resorts that you can find, that transportation is way different than Disney transportation, even from the value resorts that only have access via bus. They are scheduled times. Some of them drop you off at a central location, like in Epcot, and then it's up to you to use Disney transportation to get to the other places. That's a huge difference. And let me tell you, we have people, especially who are frequent travelers, who come to us and they say, I want to have free breakfast at whatever hotel I'm staying at, because they travel all the time and they're used to staying at a place that has free breakfast. And we're charged with the task of explaining why they really don't. They are really going to be better off for all these reasons doing that. And that has nothing to do with what, you know, the cost is or anything like that, because, you know, our agents frequently will get somebody a better deal or tell them, hey, don't do this, to help the guests save money. What it has to do with is our desire to see people in the best position to have a fantastic vacation. And for my money and for the money of most of our guests, that's absolutely at a Walt Disney World resort.
It is. So. And there's, you know, a lot of Disney's about feelings, you know, and intangibles and stuff that's, you know, you really can't say that's worth $7.99 or that's worth, you know, $15 a night or what have you. I mean, to me, that's why we can do this podcast, because, it, you know, when I hear somebody on a Monday talk about their recent trip and we hear about, you know, just the dad and his daughter walking down Main Street. I mean, that's not worth $35. There's no price for that. You know, that's a memory for a lifetime. And I think that when you're, and Pam really says this a lot on the show, is that the resorts are just as much a part of the magic as the four theme parks. And of course, when you're staying off site, you're going to get the four theme parks almost at the same level. Because once I got into the Magic Kingdom, it was just like I was at the Polynesian. It didn't matter, you know, they don't really delineate there. But it was that if I stayed at the Polynesian, I was taking a boat across, you know, the water, and my voyage had started, or I'm on a futuristic monorail arriving, you know, instead of an Uber like kicking you out of the Contemporary, hey, see you, bud. Make sure you tip me. You know, there's something to that. And I just, again, I'm not downing people that stay offside. I get it. You know, there's reasons for that. But it's just like, that's just not me anymore. It's weird. It's shocking when you're not used to it.
Right. Let's face it. We're sort of experts in this field, right? This is what we know. We don't know lots of math or maybe a ton of history or, you know.
But by golly, we know Disney. Yes.
Absolutely right. And there is a reason. Mike said it really well when he said there's something about a feeling. It's really hard to put a price tag or even describe to someone else, you know what, when I step on Disney property, I feel a certain way. There's a smell to it. There's a sound to it. The cast members are there. There's all these things. And it adds a ton to my vacation.
I can't disagree with that anymore. I can't agree with that. No. Basically, I agree, because what I'm saying, you know, when we were thinking about our trip in July, and Brian and I were first discussing it, and he said, you know, what if we stayed at Pop Century? And I was like, I kind of got excited.
I know, isn't it fun? Because it's fun. It's a part of it's another part of, it's another place to have fun.
Exactly. I mean, I don't, get me wrong. I have zero problem staying off site. You know that. But, you know, when he mentioned about staying at Pop Century, I was kind of like, oh gosh, that is home. You know, like it there is that intangible, like Pam was saying, about being there, and it did make me excited. And I didn't want to show my hand too much to him though. Like, I didn't want to be like, yes, let's stay at Pop Century. But like in my head, I was screaming.
Ricky's like secretly going, yes.
Heck yeah, you're getting a cookie.
Idea.
so bottom line, I know we're running way long, but I'll just say, you know, the thing is, I know that we're blessed to have the opportunity to stay on site. That's something that I never forget, that we're very, very fortunate and lucky to do that. And the thing is, you know, we got to go down and have, this was a bonus trip for us. You know, the girls made cheerleading championships. I wasn't going to go the first weekend of May. I got to go to the Magic Kingdom, Epcot, the studios, and Animal Kingdom when I wouldn't have gotten to, you know, and I got to go to Disney Springs. The thing was too, I appreciated Disney Springs because it was so close. I went there more often, you know, got to eat Deluxe Burger, Fly Pig, and Chicken Guy. I got to try things I wouldn't have tried otherwise. So all in all, it was a great trip. I'm not trying to be negative at all, but I just want to put a perspective on it from somebody that's used to staying on-site to off-site. It's a little bit different. So, you know, different isn't always bad, but I would always pick on-site. And there's a lot of reasons for that. All right, we're going to get out of here. Let's get on with your weekend and kick your summer off. So thank you for hanging with us on this very long show. Today's show is brought to you by the folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. So when it comes time for the next Disney vacation, whether it's to Walt Disney World, out to Disneyland, of course, you got a little Star Wars stuff happening here very, very soon now. Disney Cruise Line or even Adventures by Disney, drop by themagicforless.com. Check out the great site. It's a great site for planning. Either way, if you just want to go to a destination, the information is at themagicforless.com. Check out everything there, the specials, the photos of the resorts, the itineraries for the Disney Cruise Line, what have you. And while you're there, fill out that free no obligation quote form and let them know you heard about them here on the show. And an agent will get back to you right away and get that planning started, because it's never any obligation, but you can see some availability, some numbers, see if it's going to work out, change things, modify things till we get it right there for you perfectly. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link at brguestpodcast.com/Amazon for all those summer things you need to buy this weekend. And of course, check us out on social. Ricky's going to be down at Walt Disney World, so check it out at BRGuestPod and at BRGuestMike. And of course, at Ricky Nibs for Ricky and at TMFLT Pam for Pam as well. We've got a great Facebook page at facebook.com/BRGuestPodcast. And of course, check us out on YouTube too. All right, long show. Time to get out of here. Go have some fun with your friends and family. So for Ricky and Pam, I'm Mike. Wishing you a great weekend and an awesome summer. Whatever you do, stay safe, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.